弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们开始分享神的话语之前，我们一起来求神的祝福。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
因为你是这样的爱我们，甚至把你的独生爱子赐给我们。
Because you have loved so much.You have given us your only begotten Son.
你不但如此，你也把我们的罪完全的赦免，而把主你独生爱子的义加在了我们这些罪人的身上。
Not only you did such, you have already forgiven all our sins and put all our transgressions on your Son.
主，你不但赐给我们今生的盼望，也赐给我们永生的盼望。
Not only you give us hope for this life, you also have given us the hope for eternal life.
主，就求主你今天继续的引导我们一起来敬拜你。
Oh Lord, may you continue to lead us in worshiping you.
用你的圣灵引导我们来明白你的话语。
May your word lead us with your words.
明白主你的旨意。
So that we may understand you well.
好，让我们知道当行的道。
So we may know the path that we ought to travel on.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经呢，总共有66卷书。
There are 66 books in the Bible.
那么旧约39卷，新约呢有27卷。
So the New Testament have 24 books.
那么每本书的内容和时间呢，它都有所不同。
Every book has a different content and different time.
但是呢，几乎每本书都含有好多的对比在里边。
But almost all the books have parables.
那么这些对比主要的目的是让人明白罪人的悖逆、邪恶和走向灭亡的必然。
So the purpose of the parables is to let people to understand their evil and their going toward perishment.
以及神的怜悯公义，还有为罪人所预备的救恩。
And also the mercy and the righteousness of God and what God prepared the salvation for sinners.
比如律法书让我们看到神的全能无限和人的软弱和有限。
Which book? Oh, the books of the law taught us the righteousness of God and the limitlessness and sinfulness of man.
那么也告诉我们神的慈爱、信实和魔鬼的邪恶和诡诈。
The law taught us God's love and the faithfulness and also the evilness and the cheap deceivingness of the devil.
他也告诉我们神的怜悯、忍耐，还有神的悖逆，还有埋怨。
It also tells us God's mercy and also how people complain and the evil.
他也告诉我们神的圣洁和人的污秽。
It tells us God's holiness and the filthiness of man.
那么从历史书中我们看到行善和行恶的不同结局。
From the book of history, we can see the different consequences of doing good or doing evil.
那么从诗篇我们可以看到恶人和义人生命的不同。
So from the Psalms, we can see the differences of life of the righteous and the wicked.
而从智慧书中我们更可以学到很多，看到许多关于智慧与愚昧、勤劳与懒惰。
So from the wisdom books, we can see many examples of wisdom and the foolishness and the laziness and diligent working.
谦卑与骄傲，还有贫穷与富足。
So the pride versus humility and the poor versus richness.
还有节制，还有贪婪。
The self-control and the being lazy.
那么从先知书我们可以看到神的警戒和人的刚硬不悔改。
So from the prophets, we can see how high the God is and how unresponsiveness of man.
那么在福音书和书信中也有很多的对比。
There are many parables in the books of Gospels and also in the epistles.
比如信与不信、受律法的义，还有因基督而来的义。
So belief and unbelief and righteousness from Jesus.
那么等等这些，那么今天我们要讲的马可福音第六章也还有两个分页的对比。
So today, in the Mark 6, we can see two parables.
那么第一个，这里面这两个分页习的对比呢，第一个呢是由希律王来主持的。
So the first one was from King Herod.
那么第二个分页，第二个这个宴席呢，是由主耶稣来主持的。
So the second banquet.Was given by Lord Jesus.
那么第一个婚宴里面呢，他邀请的人呢，都是一些精英跟权贵。
So the first banquet, the people invited are those royal members.
那么第二个婚宴中邀请来的人呢，都是普通的百姓。
So the second banquet, the people who are invited are ordinary people.
而第一个这个宴席中呢。食物是由这个王宫的厨师来预备，而第二个宴席里面是由主耶稣亲自来提供。
So the first banquet, the chefs prepare all the food, but in the second, Lord Jesus himself prepared the food.
那么在第一个宴席中，人们在观看跳舞。
In the first banquet, people were watching dancing.
而第二个宴席中，人们在听神的儿子教导神的真理。
So in the second banquet, people were listening to the teachings of the Son of God.
那么最后两个对比就是在第一个宴席中，那么神的先知被恶人所苦害。
So the second and the final parable in the first banquet is God's prophet was killed by the evil man.
而在第二个宴席中，神的儿子看到罪人就像没有牧人的羊群时，大发慈悲，赐给他们日用的饮食。
So in the second banquet, the Son of God saw the people like sheep without shepherd, so he has mercy on them and gives their daily needs.
那么今天的信息就是关于这个第二个宴席。
So today's message is regarding the second banquet.
从中呢，我们可以看到这样一个真理。
From this, we can see a truth.
慈悲的大牧人主耶稣总是满足我们各样的需要。
So the great merciful shepherd.Can always provide, satisfy all our needs.
我们分为三部分来分享。
We're going to discuss from three different perspectives.
那么第一点就是主耶稣是慈悲的大牧人。
So the first, the Lord Jesus is compassionate, the great shepherd.
那么这是三十节到三十四节。
That's from 30 to 34.
第二点我们分享一下，主耶稣不但供应我们属灵的食物。他也赐给我们身体需要的饮食。
So the second we consider, the Lord Jesus not only provides us with the spiritual food, but also with the physical bread.
这是在35到41节。
This is from verses 35 to 41.
那么最后43节到44节告诉我们，神所赐的总是超过我们的需要。
So in verse 44, it says, God always provides more than we need.
好，我们现在一起来看第一点，主耶稣是慈悲的大牧人。
Let's look at the first. The Lord Jesus is the compassionate great shepherd.
这是在30到34节，我们先看30节到31节。
We first read verse 30 to 31.
使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。他就说：“你们来，同我暗暗地到旷野地方去歇一歇。”这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭的功夫都没有。
The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while."For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat.
那么从上个星期的信息中，我们知道主差遣12使徒，两个两个的出去传道， 并赐给他们权柄，一并赶鬼。
So from last week's message, we know that the Lord sent his disciples as two, as a team, gave them the authority to heal and to cast the devil.
所以在这里呢，我们看到最差遣的这些门徒，两个的回来，向他们的主汇报他们受差遣出去传道，一并赶鬼的各样的经历。
So here we can see that those disciples returned two by two and to tell them what they have done, what they have healed diseases and cast out the demons.
那么主耶稣对他们的反应呢，是满了恩慈。
So the response of the Lord Jesus is full of kindness.
那么他督促谁呢？就督促他们跟随他到一个安静的地方去休息一下。
So he encouraged them to go to a quiet place to rest.
因为他知道他们的忙碌，他教会的事工甚至也都没有时间来吃口饭。
Because he knew they'd be busy working his mission and they even not have time to eat.
那我们从前面的一些信息我们知道。
From the messages before.
那么主耶稣和他的门徒呢，总是去一些安静的旷野去单独聚集。
So Jesus and his disciples often go by themselves to a desolate place and to be quiet.
教导他们关于神国的事。
And teach them the things regarding the kingdom.
那么这里也不例外，他听到门徒在外的所作所为，就想带他们去旷野歇一歇，跟他们交通。
So there's no exception here. After he has heard what they have done, he wants to go to a quiet place to be with them.
所以32节这里说，主耶稣和他们从暗就暗暗的坐船往旷野去。
So in verse 32 it says, and they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves.
我们下面看33节。他这里说，众人看见他们去，有许多认识他们的，就从各城步行，一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。
Now we can verse 33. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them.
那么这里告诉我们，他们没能按计划成行，去旷野好好休息。
Here we can see they couldn't do as they planned to rest in the desolate place. Because many people went there ahead of them.
而为了避开人群的拥挤，主耶稣和他的门徒是想坐船，想沿着加利利海的那个岸那往前行。
To avoid all the crowd, so Jesus and his disciples wanted to take a boat, go along the Sea of Galilee.
那么想找一个安静的旷野来上岸，来去聚集，来去这个休息一下。
So they want to find a desolate place they can go on shore to quiet and rest.
而这些在岸上的人呢，他们看见主耶稣和他的门徒正在划船往前走。
So people on shore saw them were in the boat going ahead.
于是他们就沿着那个岸上，边看他们的船往前走，他们边往前跑。
So they just followed the boat on shore.
所以我们知道人的跑的速度呢，要比划船的速度要快。
We know the speed of running can be faster than rowing the boat.
所以因此这些人就比主耶稣和他的门徒呢，先赶到了前面那个旷野的地方。
So the crowd went ahead before Jesus and his disciples.
我们再看第34节，耶稣出来见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
Verse 34, when he went ashore.He saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
那么从这里我们知道，当主耶稣和他的门徒下船看到这一情景的时候。
So we see that when Jesus went and his disciples went ashore, they see the situation.
他并没有因为人群的喧闹而烦恼。
He wasn't troubled by the crowd and the noises. He didn't complain about those people because his disciples cannot rest. So if it was me, I would tell them, so please go away, let me and my disciples rest. But our Lord didn't say that. Not only he did not complain and tired of them, but he has mercy on them. The word of compassion or mercy in the Bible only used on God. So that's the Chinese translation. So this means that meaning is much stronger beyond what we would mean sympathy. So when Jesus sees the crowd followed him, and they wait for him, so he felt they were like a sheep without a shepherd.
那么我从小时候呢，就对这个牧人和羊群呢，我印象特别深。
Since I was young, I have a deep impression about the shepherds and the flock.
因为呢，我生长在一个小的村庄，从里面有一大群的羊。
So I was born in a small village that usually have a large crop of sheep.
也记得有一位老人。There
was also an old shepherd.
我经常观察他在与羊在一起的情景。
I also observed how he was with the sheep. Sometimes they were in the wilderness, sometimes they were on their way home. It doesn't matter where or when. The shepherd never was with his back toward the sheep. So when the sheep stop and eat the grass, he would stand there and watch them. So if some of the sheep tried to run away, he would use his special voice or some people helping to gather them back. When he lead the sheep go forward, so he often face the sheep and go walk backwards. He usually is not with his back toward the sheep. In other words, his eyes never moved away from the sheep. I also watched the shepherds when they were not with the sheep. So if one sheep goes astray, all the others will follow. You will realize when the sheep will run, they don't lift up their head, they just raise their head, bowed, and run. So they will run into the stumbling blocks. So without a shepherd, the sheep cannot stay in a certain place. This is what Jesus saw the people on shore. He had mercy on them, did not complain about them. So there are many places in the Old Testament says God will prepare shepherds for the sheep.
比方说诗篇二十三篇一到二节。
For example, Psalm 23 verses 1 and 2.
这里说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and lead me into quiet waters.
那么这个以赛亚书四十章十一节也告诉我们，他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如养小羊的。
So in Isaiah 40 it says, Behold, the Lord God come with might. No.Is 25? That's right. Okay. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom.And gently lead those that are very young. So Jesus fulfills these promises. He will gather his flock. He will satisfy their needs. Become their shepherd. So Jesus saw their situation. So he began to teach him. The great shepherd not only gives them the spiritual food, he also gives them the physical food. So this is the second point we wanted to consider, verses 35.And 36.
我们三十五节到四十节，我们先看三十五节到三十六节。
The first book is 35 and 36.
听已经晚了，门徒进前来说：“这是野地，天意。”听已经晚了，请叫众人散开，他们好往四面相冲去，自己买什么吃。
And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said.This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat.
那么这里我们似乎看到主耶稣的门徒是在提醒主耶稣什么？
Here it seems that the disciples were reminding Jesus.
那么这里一方面我们看到门徒是对这些爱上这些人有一些担心。
So from some point, these disciples were worried about these people.
另一方面，我们也看到他们对主耶稣不完全的认识。
From another perspective, they do not really know Jesus yet.
因为他们看到天已经晚了。
Because they knew it's late.
这么多人还没有吃饭。
The many people have not eaten yet.
而主耶稣还继续在教训他们。
And Jesus continued to teach them.
似乎他没有马上停下来的意思。
There's no indication that he's going to stop.
所以他们觉得应该提醒一下主。
So they think they should remind the Lord.
让他们尽快停下来，打发他们出去先吃饭。
So please stop and send them away to eat.
这里我们也看到。
We also see
这些人很多呢，他是从原地而来的。
Many people came from other places.
他们当然是知道每天什么时候做什么，是什么时候去吃饭。
Of course, they know when to go to eat.
他们也是可以随时离开。
They can also leave anytime as they wish.
让他们没有离开。
But they did not leave.
继续在听主的教训。
Continue to listen to the teaching.
我们就可以看到这些人他们饥渴慕义的心。
From here, we can see their hunger and thirst for righteousness. We can also see that our Lord's teaching has attracted them. There's no one here for food. So Jesus' response is not what the disciples expected.
我们看一下三十六节。
Let's see verse 36.
37. 主耶稣回答说，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们可以买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗？
Verse 37. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?
所以他们本来是以为主耶稣会停止教训，而打发这些人去先吃饭。
They originally thought Jesus would stop teaching so they can go send the people go to eat.
而主耶稣呢，给他们的回应是，说他自己，他说他供应他们属灵的食物，他让他的门徒给他们这些 physical 的 food， 给他们这些身体的食物。
So Jesus' answer is that I will continue to give them the spiritual food, but he wants the disciples to give them the physical food.
但是门徒马上想到的是为这么多人提供食物的花费。
But the disciples started calculating how much it's going to cost to prepare the food for all these people.
所以他们告诉主耶稣说，至少要20两银子才能喂这些人的食物。
So they told Jesus they need at least 200 denarii.
所以这里20两银子呢，相当于20个，就是当时的这个钱币，就相当于200个 denarii。
So there was 200 denarii.
那么当时呢，一个 denarii 呢，相当于当时一个人一天的工资。
So one denarii equal to one day's of wage.
所以就是200 denarii 啊，几乎就是一个人一年的收入。
This is about the amount of a whole wage for the whole year.
所以呢，门徒想到的是他们没有那么，一是他们没有那么多钱。
So the disciples thinking they didn't have that much money.
那么二是他们想到了，他是否该如此去做
？They also thought, should they even do it?
所以呢，他们听到主的回应时呢，就不知所措。
Therefore, they don't know what to do after they heard Jesus' response.
我们看主接下来如何反应。
That's how did Jesus respond again?
那我们看第38节
，Verse 38。
耶稣说：“你们有多少饼，可以去看。”他们知道，就是说5个饼2条鱼。
And he said to them, How many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish.
那么主耶稣呢？主在这里是吩咐他们去看一下这里有多少食物。
So Jesus told them to see how many food they have.
那么门徒经过查看，知道只有5个饼2条鱼。
So after they checked.They have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
所以他们知道，这样大的一群人，5个饼2条鱼，对这些一群人来说，跟没有什么一样。
So they know that 5 loaves and 2 fish is not enough for all these people.
那么他们以为主知道这些情况时，一定会打发这些人去自己找饭吃。
So they think.If Jesus know about the situation, he may stop and send them to eat.
我们再往下看，主怎么样来回应他们
？Let's continue to see how Jesus responded.
我们看39到41节
，from verse 39 to 41.
耶稣吩咐他们，叫众人一帮一帮的坐在青草地上，众人就一排一排的坐下，有一百一排的，有51排的。耶稣拿着这五个饼2条鱼，望着天祝福，掰开饼递给门徒，摆在众人面前，也把2条鱼分给众人。
Verse 39. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish.He looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided 2 fish among them all.
那么其实这些门徒呢，他们都是见证过主耶稣医病赶鬼，还有使人复活，还有行其他各样的神迹。
So all those disciples have witnessed how Jesus cure diseases, and also chase out the demons, and perform many other kinds of miracles.
其实他们也知道，他们的神曾经带领以色列人出埃及过红海。
They also know that God has led the Israelites across the Red Sea out of Egypt. They wandered 40 years without food in the wilderness. God has provided all their needs. So the disciples still believe in their Lord and so they followed his orders. I told the people to sit down in groups. And they gave the two fish and five loaves to Jesus. So here we can see, whenever God does things, there is a plan, there is an order. From He, the way He created the universe and all things, and when He prepares salvation and accomplishes salvation, so Jesus, the God has His own plan and carried out step by step. So when Jesus received the fish and the bread, so He first looked on heaven and blessed, and then gave them to the disciples, and tell the disciples to spread the food to all the people. This to let people know, all the food came from God. It also tells us for the disciples, they have to receive the food from the Lord before they can give to people. So that Jesus continually gave the food provided to the people, disciples. So now we know that Jesus is the omniscient and omnipotent who can create things from nothing.
So
here from the obedience of the disciples, we can see the blessings come from trust and obey. So this reminds me that in chapter 2, when Jesus turned water into wine, this is recorded in John chapter 2.
那么这里呢，之所以出现的一种情形，也是因为主耶稣他的母亲和他的佣人对主耶稣的相信和顺服。
So what happened there is also due to his mother and the servants, their trust and in the Lord.
因着他们的相信顺服，带给了这个丰业更大的祝福。
So because of their trust and obey, they brought greater blessings to the banquet.
因为在约翰福音第二章第五节，他这样讲，他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
So in John chapter 2 verse 5, Jesus' mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you.
那么第二章第七节，耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了水，直到缸口。
So John 2:7, Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, and they filled them up to the brim.
所以这也告诉我们，神的儿女，我们作为神的儿女，我们越多对主的信靠和顺服，就会越多得到主的祝福。
So this tells us as children of God, the more we can trust and obey the Lord, the more blessings we can obtain.
我们现在下面最后一点，神所赐的总是超过我们所需要的。
So the third point, the last, God always provide more than we need.
我们看十二到十四节。
The verses 42 to 44.
他们都吃并且吃饱了，门徒就把碎饼碎鱼收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。吃饼的男人共有五千。
And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men.
那么这里我们首先看到所有的人都得到了食物。
Here we see all the people received the food.
而且都得到了饱足
and they were all satisfied.
那么不管这些人需要多少食物
doesn't matter how many food do they need.
主都可以提供
God can always provide.
我们也看到剩下的饼和鱼装满了十二个篮子
So we can see the leftovers of the bread and the fish, they filled the 12 basketfuls.Food.
那么这告诉我们所主主所提供的总是超出我们所需要的。
So here tell us what God can provide, what the Lord can provide is almost always more than we need.
那么最后我们也看到，在这里得到饱足的人，仅仅男人就有五千。
Here we can see just the men who are satisfied were 5,000.
那么再加上妇女和孩子，估计就更多。
So there will be much more if we add women and children.
那么其实，在旧约中，我们也看到很多神满足人各样需要的例证。
So in the Old Testament, we see many examples of how God satisfied people.
比方在出埃及记第十二章三十七节。
So if we look at Exodus chapter 12.
那么十二章三十七节他说这是指摩西带领以色列人出埃及时候他有多少人他说以色列人从兰塞起行往苏格去除了妇人孩子步行的男人约有六十万
So and the people of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth about 600,000 men on foot besides women and children
我们可以想象摩西带领着六十万这是就是男人那么他们出埃及时候是没有带多少食物的。
So we can see, Moses led 600,000 men out of Egypt. They didn't bring any food with them.
那么这里说男人有六十万，是指二十岁以上的这些能打仗的。
So the 600,000 men are those who are over 20 years old and who can fight.
那么再加上一些妇女跟孩子，有的人算他。估计不下二百万。
So if you add the women and children and the elderly people, there'll be more than about 2 million.
那么神为他们提供了在旷野40年生活的各样需要。
God provided for their needs for 40 years in the wilderness.
那么我们也从列王记下第四章看到。
From 2 Kings chapter 4.
当一位寡妇还不起债的时候
When the widow cannot pay the debt
那么以利沙先知以利沙让他借足够的空瓶子
So Elisha told her to continue to fill empty bottles
那么最后所有的空瓶子都装满了
And all the empty bottles were filled
那么这一章也记录了以利沙他用二十个饼喂饱了一百个人。
But here it also shows Elisha who fed 20 bread for 100 people.
那么这更让我们看到神的无限全能和怜悯。
Here we can see how God's ability is unlimited and how omnipotent He is.
那么耶稣呢？他就是这位无限全能、充满怜悯的神。
So Jesus, he is the God who is beyond any limits and omnipotent.
那我们今天呢，看到主耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱5000人的这个神迹。
So today we saw the parable that Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. So it revealed to us that Jesus is the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament. Who is the unlimited, omnipotent Christ. Not only he can provide our needs, all kinds of our needs, whatever he gives us is more than what we need.
In Hebrews
chapter 13, 20 and 21,
愿赐平安的神就是那凭永远之血使全羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神在各样赛事上成全你们叫你们忠行他的旨意又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事愿荣耀归给他直到永永远远
May God equip you with everything good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. So Jesus is our great shepherd. So every day He gives us green grass and still water. That is His word. To be His sheep, we need to trust Him fully and depend on Him. Let us pray.
主父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
主，你每日不但赐给我们属灵的食物，你也赐给我们各样属身体各样的需要的食物。
Not only you give us spiritual food, but also all the physical food.
主，你总是给我们的超出我们所需要的。
Oh Lord, you always give us more than what we may need.
主，我就求主你让我们每个你的儿女都知道，主，你是那位昔在永在的神。
So, Lord, help us so that we know even more you are the God that was, is, and never. And you have never stopped. May we continue to be the faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. In all things we do, that we glorify our God. We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.